So I'm a used car dealer, and I sell cars that are $5,000 and under. And my worst nightmare in the car market is selling through all of my stock, all this inventory that I have here behind me, and not being able to replace it at the same prices that I've been able to buy them previously. And here's the thing. If I can't replace my inventory, then I can't make any money. If I can't make any money, then I'm going to go out of business. So one of the biggest struggles here in this car market right now, and it's an easy one, right? You've heard it. If you've been watching anything on YouTube about the car market, if you've been looking at any of the data, affordability is the number one problem that we're facing here in the car market. And I can show you how everything in this car market is intertwined, is related. Even me as a small used car dealer, this little lot out here with cars that are $5,000 and under, I am directly connected to these big car manufacturers, your Ford, your GM, your Stellantis, your Toyota, your Lexus. I'm connected to these guys because as their prices have gone up, well, what has happened to a lot of their franchise dealers? Well, the volumes have gone down. And what that has caused is that trade-in volumes have also go down. See, all of these cars that are behind me right here, how I get my cars is from when you go buy a brand new vehicle at one of these new car manufacturer franchise dealers, and then you trade in your old car. Well, that car gets sent to these used car dealer auctions, and that is where I buy all of my vehicles. So if you have prices that go up on the manufacturer level, and then you have volumes that go down because they're leaning more into margin, like what we've seen over the last few years, well, that causes all of these trade-ins to go down. And when trade-ins go down, it creates a massive problem for me as a small used car dealer. So another thing that happens when these manufacturers raise the prices just like they have been is that, okay, you create a environment where a lot of people just can't afford these new vehicles anymore. So what do? Well, people still need transportation. If they can't buy new anymore, if they were a customer that was going to buy a new car every 7 to 10 years, but they go and look, and now that new vehicle that they used to be able to buy for $20,000 to $30,000, well, now it's $40,000 to $50,000. Well, what do? They trade down, right? And they trade down and go and buy a used vehicle. So what ends up happening is that we have lower demand for these new vehicles because the volumes are down. And then we have increased demand for used cars because people who were new car buyers, now they have to pay a little bit less to be able to buy a vehicle. That pushes them down into used cars. And I know what you're saying, Brandon. Well, wouldn't that be good for you? You're a used car dealer. You have more demand for your vehicles. Well, yes, we have more people that would buy new vehicles that now are coming into my market to want to buy used vehicles. But then you have all of these other used car dealers, just like myself, that are experiencing that increase in demand from their customers. So what happens? Well, they go and sell a lot of their vehicles, just like I have in the past. And now you go to the auction, and then there's an increased demand from a lot of used car dealers because there's an increased demand from their customer base. And then when you go and add that increased demand, but you lower the supply at these auctions, well, it creates this chaos that we experience in the used car market with this big fluctuation in prices, and it causes the prices to go sky high. Stuff that I was buying, you know, what, 4 or 5 years ago, that was $1,500, $2,000. That same type of vehicle, even though it's now 4 or 5 years older, is going for almost double the price that it was back then. That's how much the prices have increased for me as a used car dealer. And here's the thing. When I go and I price my vehicles to sell them to my consumers, I have to price them off of what I'm paying for the cars. So stuff that I was selling even 4 or 5 years ago, that same stuff that's sitting on my lot is now $1,000, $1,500, sometimes $2,000 more expensive for the exact same car, the exact same mileage as it was back then. And this level of supply in the used car market is not going to get any better anytime soon, because what we know is that people who would normally trade in their vehicles, you think car buyers that would buy a new car every 10 to 15 years, okay, they went through, they had this car, now it's got 175,000 miles, it's 15 years old. Well, you know what? It's about time to retire this thing. Let's trade it in and get a new one. Well, no, they're not doing that anymore, because people in those income brackets that would normally do that, they're looking, and that car that they bought 15 years ago, that would normally be their new car would be somewhere around maybe $20,000 is what they bought their last one for. Well, that same type of vehicle, same size that they need for their family, it's not $20,000 anymore. It's $30,000, $35,000. And that trade-in that they would have used for that car 15 years ago, well, the previous car that they traded in was $1,500, $2,000 is what they could trade in. That's the kind of inventory that I would buy from a lot of these franchise dealers. Well, that same trade-in is still worth about $15,000 to $2,000, but they could have put that car as a down payment 15 years ago. $2,000 on a $25,000 car would make sense. No money down, use your trade-in as a down payment. But now, if it's a $35,000, if it's a $40,000 car, that $2,000 trade-in is not going to put much of a down payment on that thing. So they're going to have to come up with the cash. And what do we know about consumers today? Most of them don't have $500 in their bank account to be able to pay for an emergency. So people just can't come up with that cash. So what are they doing? Well, they're opting to just make their cars run longer. They're fixing them. And here's the thing. Those kind of cars are what I'm walking past right now. Those $2,000 trade-ins that people would usually get rid of 10, 15 years ago, they're not making it to the auctions now because people are keeping them and they're not trading them in. And this can be an absolute disaster for my business in particular, not necessarily for all car dealers, because they can deal with the $10,000, the $15,000, the $20,000 trade-ins. They could flip those kind of cars. I can't do it. If I want to be a car dealer that sells cars that are $5,000 and under, I have to have the $1,500, the $2,000, the $2,500 trade-ins. And those people are not trading them in right now. And just to piggyback on that last topic. Well, if you get to the people that are only trading their cars in because they have to, well, then that means that the quality is going to go down, because the only reason that they're trading them in when they have to is because there's something wrong with it that they don't want to fix. We're seeing more and more transmission and motor problems, serious issues that we have to scrape through at these auctions. And we're getting the bottom of the barrel type of cars in my price range that are actually hitting the car market. And it's making our job a lot harder. Me and Alex, my mechanic, who goes and buy a lot of cars for us, we have to go to more auctions now because there's just not the amount of quality cars at these auctions that we're going to be able to buy for. I mean, just this car, this is one of the more expensive cars I have on my car lot. It's $5,000. Even at that range, it's becoming very, very difficult, because you got to keep in mind, if I'm selling a car for $5,000, I got to be in it for like $3,500 when I'm buying it at an auction. And that's if I don't have to do anything to the actual car. And it's just getting fewer and far between that we're able to get a lot more of these cars that we can buy for $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 that don't have serious problems. It's given us a lot more work. We're having to spend a lot more time on the road. We're having to go into a lot more auctions right now to be able to buy the amount of vehicles that we need for my car dealership to be able to sell them. And one thing that I really worry about for the future of the car market and even my sustainability for the next decade or so in this business is how cars are built right now. So the average car that we buy right now is between like 10 and 15 years old. And I mean, we can go a little bit older than that, but somewhere, probably our sweet spot is probably around 15 years old of the cars that we actually buy. But I look at the cars that are being built now and the cars that even were built like 3 and 4 years ago. And what do we see? We see record numbers of recalls. We're seeing screens everywhere. We're seeing sensors everywhere. And if I want to be a car dealer that sells cheap, affordable cars, you can use whatever word you want to. I'm trying to get the cheapest price possible on my cars to be able to sell them as cheaply as possible to my consumer. I don't want to do financing. I don't want to do debt. So to do that, I have to sell cheap cars, right? But what I worry about is 10 years from now, 15 years from now, are the cars that are coming out right now, are they even going to be worth buying? Are they going to be reduced to scrap? Is there going to be so many problems with these cars that it's going to take so much to fix each one of these electronic systems that are going throughout the car that it's just not going to be worth it for us to buy and sell those things? And it's the case that, okay, I might still want to do this kind of business, but it's just not feasible because of all the repairs that I'm going to have to do on these junk cars that they're making right now. So I don't see a big scenario where 15 years from now, these cars are going to last the same way that the cars that were built 15 years ago are lasting right now. And if that's the case, then I got to find a new line of work. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's not going to be selling cars, because these same kind of cars are just not going to hold up. I'm going to have to pick a different line of work than being a used car dealer, because the cars that are being made right now, in my opinion, junk. And the other concern is just that the prices just continue to go up just in general. Now, I mean, not only for cars, but anything related to a car, insurance, just the services, the parts that I have to buy, all these things have gone up. And here's the thing. I'm a car dealer that sells cars that are $5,000 and under. All the cars that I have for sale right now are under $5,000 or they're under. But here's the thing. it hasn't been all that long ago that I was the car dealer that sold cars that are $3,500 and under. And then before that, it wasn't all that much time before that that I was the car dealer that sold cars that were $2,500 and under. That's all I had on my lot for the longest time was cars that are $2,500 and under. And when I'm talking about this time span, not that long ago. I've only been a car dealer for about 15 years now. That's not a long period of time. So what I worry about is as prices keep stepping up, and okay, maybe my next step is I'm a car dealer that sells cars that are $6,000 and under. Maybe I don't make that big of a jump. Maybe it happens in the next 2 years or so. And then you go by 3 years, and then I'm the car dealer that sells cars that are $7,500 and under. And then the cheapest cars that I'm going to have on my car dealership are going to be $4,000 and $5,000. Here's where it gets very difficult for me. I don't like debt. I don't like to put my customer in a situation where they're going to take on debt to get their car. That's why I love being the car dealer that's $5,000 and under. Someone can scrape together $3,500 and pay cash for it. But if the cheapest car I have on my car dealership, because prices go up, is $5,000, it's going to be increasingly more difficult for people to scrape together that amount of money. And if that's the case, and I don't offer financing, and I'm not hooked up with some bank or a lending institution to be able to do that, well, then my way of business might just not exist anymore, because if I want to sell cars that are in the range of where people can actually pay cash for, well, as prices go up, I might price myself out of that kind of niche. And if that's the case, well, we might just as well just close up shop, because if people can't buy a cash car anymore, that $5,000 they can't scrape together, well, then I don't have any buyers left. Now, a lot of the stuff that I've talked about in this video, I know it sounds very sad, but it's things that are actually on my brain. They're big time worries for me on a daily basis, because I know at some point all of these things are going to change, and they've already changed before. I used to be a car dealer, could sell cars for like I had a bunch of $1,500, $2,000 cars out here. And that just doesn't exist anymore. And I know the way of life as I experience it right now, 5 years from now, it's not even going to exist. I'm going to come back and look at a video like this and say, okay, well, those were the good times when I was making this video, and I have a car out here for $4,000. I have cars out here for $3,500. And here's the thing. Things continue to go up, and they're going to continue to go up. But I can tell you what I'm dealing with right this second. I know a lot of the stuff that I've been talking about, stuff that I am going to anticipate that's going to happen in the future. But right now we have tax time that's coming up pretty soon. I have 110 cars right now in my inventory. No, they're not all for sale. If you look at our website, I probably only have 40 or 50 cars. We have a lot of cars that we're still getting ready for a recon or whatever. So you're not going to see all of them yet. But we have tax time. We sell through a lot of cars. And then my worry right after tax time is that we're supposed to have a really, really good tax time, meaning that a lot of people are getting extra money on their taxes. From what I hear, I don't know. I'm not a tax advisor. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but it sounds like from everything that I'm hearing that it's going to be a much better tax time than what we traditionally experience. But that also means for every other car dealer is going to be a very good tax time than what they are anticipating experiencing. And if that happens, well, I'm going to sell through everything we have here. It happens every year. In about 3 weeks, we'll sell everything. Everything happens all the time. But when we do that, then I go to auction. Prices are probably going to be way more than what I want to pay. And my worry is that period, since it's going to be better than everyone expects, is that the time period where cars are going to be, we're going to be unable to buy, is going to extend a lot longer than what it usually does. And if that's the case, then yeah, tax time's great, and I might make a ton of money during tax time, but it might be a month and a half, it might be 2 months before I can even go in and buy any more cars. And I have payroll, I have rent, I have insurance, I have all my expenses that if I don't make one penny, if I don't sell one car, those expenses keep on coming here to run a business. And if that's the case, we can burn a lot of cash. So it might even be better for us to not even have tax time and to keep on just buying and selling like we are right now, as opposed to having an even better tax time. Because if I could go and buy tons and tons of cars and have 150, 200 cars sitting out here being ready for tax time, we would have it. But the simple fact is the amount of cars that are at the auction that are quality that we can buy to sell and we know that we'll make money on them, it's just getting less and less and less. And a lot of that is for the reasons that I've shown you throughout this video. So I'll keep you updated. And as tax time comes, I'll be able to show you what's going on. So make sure you're subscribed, and we'll make sure to make as many videos as we can to show you exactly what I'm dealing with.